Stephanie Blythe is on the vocal faculty for the Tanglewood Music Center and has been coaching vocal fellows for the Sing America Songs of Travel vocal concert at 5 p.m. during Tanglewood on Parade on Tuesday.
Yeah, the program features the TMC vocal fellows and Stephanie singing mostly classic American travel songs from largely from the late 1800s and early 1900s, including Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis or Louis, California, Here I Come, Carolina in the Morning. Wrong, right?
No, that's correct.
That's correct. All right. Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, and I Want to Go Back to Michigan. Mm-hmm. The audience will also be encouraged to sing along during a portion of the program.
Mezzo-soprano Stephanie Blythe is considered to be one of the most highly respected and critically acclaimed artists of her generation, so we are going to ruin her reputation by having her on our program this morning.
No,
how are you?
I'm quite well. Thank you very much.
It's a delight to have you here.
Thank you.
How's everything going?
It's going very well.
Excellent.
The singers are to the manor born with this music, and we're having a wonderful time coaching it and getting to know a little bit about our American history through song.
So when you coach, mm-hmm. what do you actually do?
Well, what I do is I listen to them perform the songs and help them to become more acclimated to the style of the music, mm-hmm. which is different than most of the music that they perform here. What they do here is what they work on is art song, which is a different kind of song. This is a classic American song, as you said, and it's just a different style. So I work on the style with them, and I also work on how they present the songs, because this is a sing-along concert.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely sing-along. The audience sings all of the choruses with us. And so there's a skill to actually presenting a song and getting the audience to join in.
I was going to ask about that, of how you do that with you staying true to the music without having, well, quite frankly, them screwing you up.
Oh, of course they wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. This is actually, I think, the 8th or 9th sing-along concert that I've done. This is the second one I've done here at Tanglewood, and the first one we did here was wildly successful. In fact, what we do is we present handouts of the choruses to all the songs that are being presented, so everyone has the music.
Okay.
And what happens is we, the singers and pianists, present the verses, sing one chorus through so people get to hear it in case they don't know what it is, and then we invite them to join in, and we all sing together. In fact, every singer and pianist who's on the concert is on the stage. So when everyone sings the chorus in the audience, we all sing the chorus. And you'd be surprised. Well, I was very pleasantly surprised the first time I presented this here that the audience was raring to sing from the very beginning. If they're not, even before they're invited to sing the chorus, they're humming along, they're mouthing the words, they're singing softly. And then when they come in, it's with great gusto.
What is it about these songs, do you think, especially travel, that makes it so appealing and having people want to sing from their bones?
I don't think it's so much that the songs of travel was something that I was a conceit that I came up with because I wanted to have our first concert was a group of songs that was relatively from the same time period. We did songs that were much more frequently sung, like Moonlight Bay. You know, everybody knows Moonlight Bay. They know the tune even if they don't know the words. This song has a few songs. This concert has a few songs on it that are not as well known, like Come Josephine or My Flying Machine, and He'd Have to Get Out and Get Under to Fix Up His Automobile. Excellent traveling song.
Yes.
I think that the draw for this concert is the singing, is the whole idea of being a part of a community singing, which is part of our history. And one of the things that I love about it is that it helps us to hearken back to a different time. And I like that. I'm a nostalgic girl. I'm an American. I like to hear American music. I like to hear American singing it. So
Well, I like to watch the old movie channel, you know,
sure.
classic movies. And many of these, of course, come from movies that have been constantly on.
Well, many of these songs came first, and then the movies came
indeed,
after.
Indeed they did, yeah.
But you're absolutely right. And a lot of these songs gained their popularity. For instance, Meet Me in St. Louis,
sure.
Louis, was written in 1904.
Wow.
For the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, which was the World's Fair in St. Louis. It wasn't really, really popular until 1944 when it was used in the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis with Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
So it took a good 40 years for that song to hit its stride. But now, you know, even people who don't know the movie, will hear that tune and know what it is.
Which, of course, raises the question of young people versus those of us who are slightly older, who are more likely to know the tunes.
You know, it's interesting. The reason why I put Sing America together in the first place was because I wrote a cabaret about Kate Smith. And the whole concert is me presenting songs and illuminating her life through the songs that she sang.
When the Moon Comes Over the
exactly.
Mountain.
Exactly. Beginning
other classic favorites.
Exactly. Beginning yeah. with that song. And at the end of that concert, I always present We'll Meet Again and, of course, God Bless America. And I noticed that during the entire concert, everyone in that room, and every time I've ever done it, I performed that concert almost 30 times now, wow. everyone wants to sing.
Yeah.
And when I gave them the opportunity to sing and We'll Meet Again, the place just erupted in song. Forget about when God Bless America came up. I mean, most of the time when I do God Bless America, the audience stands up and puts a hand on their heart and sings along.
Do you ever do biographical stuff about them, about the real person, or do you just sing the songs?
Oh, no. Every single song is preceded by notes that are given orally by the person who's singing. So we hear notes. You will hear little stories told about the songs and how they were written before you even hear the songs.
Kate got herself into trouble. She was going down the wrong road, and the little guy who performed with her sort of yanked her back. She was a sort of follower, I understand, of Father Coughlin back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got saved from herself, I think.
Little Kate?
Kate did? Yeah.
Well, that's a good story. I'll add it to my huge list of Kate Smith stories.
We have used her to sing God Bless America
sure.
at the end of every fun drive we have ever done, which is a long time, on WAMC. Every once in a while, I get a telephone call saying, did you know?
Did I know what the story about?
Kate getting into trouble. Yeah,
you know, this is the first Kate getting into trouble story I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I will tell you the great Kate story about God Bless America is that it was originally written 18 years before it was sung for Armistice Day. She asked Irving Berlin to give her a song.
No, is that right?
That's absolutely true. He had written it for another show and he didn't like it, so he shelved it.
Wow.
She came to him asking for a song for Armistice Day and he went into his file, and 2 weeks later, he handed her God Bless America, and she said she couldn't believe that he'd written the song so quickly. And the great story about that song is that neither one of them ever took a cent in royalties.
Wow.
Boy Scouts, right?
Boy Scouts of America. Went to Boy Scouts of America in perpetuity. And that song, of course, I'm sure you know, was lobbied to become our national anthem. Neither one of them believed it should be. And also, Irving Berlin didn't particularly care for the martial way that it was sung. He sang it like a ballad. And if you ever hear it, if you ever hear or watch him, there's some good YouTube video, actually, of him singing God Bless America. He sang it like a ballad. It was a love song for him.
Just a couple of lines?
No. He sang it in a...
No, I mean from you.
Oh, from me?
Yeah, how outward. So.
God bless America, land that I love. I got a little coffee stuck in my throat. But he sang
you did it.
He sang it as a love song. And whenever I perform it, I always sing it first as a love song and then in a more martial fashion.
Yeah. That's great.
When you think about this is a part of a much larger program on during Tanglewood on Parade, and you said you've done this once before, Tanglewood,
yes.
And it was part of Tanglewood on Parade.
Oh yes,
yeah. So and you enjoyed that experience.
Well, let me just say that when we did it, we walked out into Ozawa Hall. The whole orchestra level was full. The boxes were full, and they counted at least 1,000 people on the lawn. By the time we were finished, we had roughly 2,000 people. We had to actually go and make more song sheets because there weren't enough. And it was because we had all the doors open, and people who were walking around Tanglewood heard the singing, and they came to join in. They were curious. There's something wonderful about singing. It's a very healthy, wonderful thing to do. I believe everyone should do it, no matter how well they do it. And it creates a beautiful community. And in that moment, we're all one. And that's why I like it. And I think that that's why the audience likes it.
And it gets such a beautiful reaction.
Yes.
When you leave here, what's next?
Oh, well, I'll be going, what is next? I'll be going to New York in the fall to perform an opera called 27, which was commissioned by the St. Louis Opera, and I performed for the first time 2 years ago. It's a one-act opera about Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas, and I will be playing Gertrude Stein. I will be doing two more Sing America concerts. One of them will be in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm very excited about that. And I have a lot of opera coming up, which is this season I've taken off opera. Actually, I've done a couple of musicals this past season, so I'm excited to be going back to opera and to be doing a new production of Tancredi, singing the title role at Philadelphia Opera, in the spring, or rather in the winter.
Stephanie Blythe will join the Tanglewood Music Center Fellows as they sing America in a vocal concert at 5 o'clock during Tanglewood on Parade. It happens this coming Tuesday, and you can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org. Tanglewood.org. Stephanie Blythe, thank you so much for being with
us
this
morning. You're very welcome.
A great pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.